Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Thank you for joining us as we learn the importance of waking up to the Lord in the morning. Father, thank you for the blessing of each new day, a new start where your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Fact is, Lord, some of us are not morning people, and it's a real challenge to make that special time with you happen on a regular basis. And for those that are able to get up bright and early and ready to go, God, give them the self-control that it takes to be consistent in their time apart with you. God, I know that as I make my time with you, you are there for me, with me, in your presence. Lord, please bless us as we invest time with you in prayer and meditation and in your word, first thing in the morning. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. Amen.
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain, but the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Invest your seed of faith in God. In mountains you can't move. You've risked your life on things you cannot prove. But to give the things you cannot keep, for what you cannot lose is the way to find the joy God has for you. Sing the song.
Hold on, my child.
Precious, oh, how just to call him mine.
The love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we wake up to the importance of starting our day with our Heavenly Father. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind: to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
About the coming of the judgment, fare thee well, fare thee well. I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment, fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day coming, fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day coming, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning a-flashing. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the thunder a-crashing, fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the stars a-falling, fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the chariots calling, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning flashing, when you hear the thunder crashing, when you see the stars a-falling, when you hear the chariots calling, good news,
good news,
chariots coming, good news,
good news,
chariots coming, so glad,
so glad,
chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
Long white robe in the heavens I know. Long white robe in the heavens I know. I said good news.
Good news.
Chariots coming. Good news.
Good news.
Chariots coming. So glad.
So glad.
Chariots coming. And I don't want to be left out. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great a-getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
Oh, had I the wings of the morning, I'd fly away to Canaan shore. Bright angels should convey me home to the new Jerusalem. Oh, had I the wings of the wings of the morning, I'd fly away to Canaan shore.
Methinks I hear the trumpet sound before the break of day.
Oh, had I the wings of the morning, I'd fly away to Canaan shore. Bright angels should convey me home to the new Jerusalem.
This is your call to worship and praise.
I choose this day to make it all you meant to. and show the world your perfect peace is real in me. And should I see a soul that cries for liberty from sin, I pray that I would care enough
so good. You've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain.
I couldn't imagine if you were in.
Well, it seems like many of us fall into one of two camps, a morning person or a night owl. There are actually many places in Scripture that encourage us to get an early start. Most of us have heard the adage, "The early bird gets the worm." And then Benjamin Franklin is quoted to have said, "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." There's a lot of value in getting adequate rest and then rising early to get a head start on the day. Please listen with me as we look into God's Word. Firstly, God gave manna in the morning. The Word of God is likened to manna. Here's the account in Exodus 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they will gather food, and when they prepare it, there will be twice as much as usual." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "By evening you will realize it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he's heard your complaints, which are against him and not against us. What have we done that you should complain about us?" Then Moses added, "The Lord will give you meat to eat in the evening and bread to satisfy you in the morning." We need to invest time alone with God first thing. It's been said that the best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. Just look at Christ as our example, found in Mark chapter 1. "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he," Jesus, "went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." And Christ resurrected the first day of the week, very early in the morning. You remember the account, as found in Mark 16. "And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?' And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, 'Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen.'" Luke 21. "Every day Jesus went to the temple to teach. And each evening he returned to spend the night on the Mount of Olives. The crowds gathered at the temple early each morning to hear him." After his resurrection, Jesus showed himself to the disciples. Here's what happened one of those times, found in John 21. "Simon Peter said to them, 'I'm going fishing.' They said to him, 'We will go with you.' They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, 'Children, do you have any fish?' They answered him, 'No.' He said to them, 'Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish." Folks, just as Jesus taught the disciples a valuable lesson very early that morning, just as day was breaking, we should invest time alone with him in his Word and listen as he wants to teach us important truths for our lives. Take time to be quiet in God's presence and be still. The psalmist David knew the reality of this, found many times, but we'll look at Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored and by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." 1 Corinthians 15. "Awake to righteousness and do not sin." 1 Thessalonians 5. "You are all sons of light and sons of the day. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Romans 13. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up! For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. Put on the shining armor of right living, because we belong to the day. We must live decent lives for all to see. It's vitally important that we invest time in God's Word. Psalm 119. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. And later in that same chapter, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. In 1 Peter 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. The Apostle Paul had very clear teaching for Timothy that would be wise for all of us to make part of our lives. 2 Timothy 3, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true. For you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work.
Thank you. I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've seen how important it is to wake up. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Jesus.
he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and